Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. We're on a beach in Tasmania, near the town of Strawn, on the west coast of this island. Tasmania, again, for those who do not know, is at the bottom of the continent of Australia, known for its rich forests and beauty. The beach we are on is one of the longest ones in Tasmania. And the waves pound upon it as they have for eons. And the sound is the same sound that the ancestors heard when they came to their beach. What I want to do today is to honor the beach, but more than just the beach, to review something that I have said before. Invisible things are fine with humanity as long as you can measure them. But if you cannot measure them, then there is the question whether or not they even have energy. Gravity is invisible and you can measure it. And so that's just fine with humanity. The fine part of it is, though, even though you can't see it, that multidimensional energy exists. Magnetics is the same. You can measure it. Therefore, it exists. But there are things that exist that every human will know exist that you can't measure. One of the most profound, dear ones, is love. Every single human adult knows what it's like to have that other human being at some point either say they love you or you love them, or perhaps it is in the eyes of the child. When you know their love for you or your love for them, perhaps it's with an animal. And this energy is so strong and so beautiful, it affects your emotion and your heart and what you do and what you don't do. It's invisible. It's beautiful. And it cannot be measured. And so I bring this so that you will understand the next thing. We have often spoken of the Gaia grid. The Gaia grid is that which has been prepared for humanity, which is the link to the Earth, which is your partner. And part of that Gaia grid, dear ones, is what we would call Pachamama, the love of the Earth for you, and the connection you might have for the planet. Part of the Gaia grid is communication. There are those who may very well be able to sit alone in the forest and intuit what Gaia has for them. In the ancient days, if you talked to those ancestors and the indigenous of yourself who might have been here, you heard that right, they would tell you that Gaia was the driving force for what they did. They had Gaia and they had the stars and they had the right way to live. These were the things that actually were the most important to the ancestors. They even felt that there were energies when you took a look at the south or the west or the north. And dear ones, this is their acknowledgement of the Gaia grid. These excursions have been many places on the earth. We have sat in the Atacama Desert when there's very, very little living things, mostly dirt, mostly rock, that place they call the Valley of the Moon. And yet, even without living things in abundance like here, Gaia spoke with the wind and with the stillness and the heat even, with the sunsets and with that which it could then communicate with. So it doesn't require abundant life. So everywhere you go on the planet, there is Gaia. Part of the reason for this excursion into these lands, into these places, is not just so that you could see beautiful things, but an opportunity for a conscious request. And the conscious request would be, Gaia, show me your love. Those who do this on a regular basis, you may call tree huggers. And they will go out and they will hug the tree. And some of them will weep with the communication that they will receive directly from the earth. It's not necessary. You're connected. You're connected whether your feet are in the sand or not, for you sit in the Gaia grid. Is it too much for you to believe that this planet might actually know you're here? It's a multidimensional energy, this Gaia grid. It's part of the creative source. And so what we say is Gaia is aware of you. Gaia knows your name. And as you walk upon the sand, literally, you walk upon a friend who may even says, hello, listen to the sound of the ocean. It's interesting. If you were to visit a rainforest on this trip, it's different. As we have said before, you have living things on living things, where every single tree branch is covered and glows with the green of life. And there you might feel a little different. And people have said, what is it about the rainforest that is so spectacular? I will tell you, and it may be a little too practical for you, something that biologists may or may not agree on. Most of the oxygen on this planet comes from moss, not trees. Therefore, you sit in an oxygen-rich atmosphere. And as most of you know, an oxygen-rich atmosphere will actually increase your perception. That's a good place to see the elementals. All of these things I tell you today is just an enhancement on what I've mentioned before. This trip is about feeling the communication with this beautiful, beautiful planet of yours. Question, it's always here eventually. Is it possible, truly, that Gaia can love? And the answer is, in its own way, yes. You feel the planet embrace you, yes. Here is a challenge for you. To walk out into the beach alone, perhaps, and feel the arms of this planet acknowledging you and saying, thank you for being here. Does this planet know about the shift that human consciousness is going through? And the answer is yes. There is a consciousness of Gaia. It's not your kind. It's a multidimensional life form. Gaia is. There is a lot of this. And it has a kind of consciousness. So when consciousness overlaps consciousness of any kind, there is the opportunity for feeling it. There is the opportunity for communication. Human being, you already know this. For sometimes you can walk into a place and you feel perhaps uncomfortable. And then later you find out that perhaps there was a disagreement in that place. And so you know about overlapping consciousness, even with humans. Overlapping consciousness with the planet is an opportunity. But it just lays there and does nothing without intent. Intent has always been the key. Question. Is it possible that Gaia has healing energy with its consciousness? And the answer is absolutely. This planet is such a partner to you and so ready to embrace you that there is actual physical healing present for you when you walk and when you listen and when you ask. This is not really, really readily seen in humanity. Humanity will take the herbs and use them and crush them and heal with them, but the consciousness of Gaia, that's not necessarily acknowledged as being anything more than that which is imagined. Well, it's more than imagination, dear ones, and someday, when you have quantum measurement devices, you'll see it. Then you can measure it, then you will ask the questions, and then you will start believing it as a scientific planet. But for now, the esoterics of it is clear, and the invitation is also clear. Go from this message and this place, walk upon the sand, and see. Do the invitation. Understand that your consciousness imbued into the planet right now means it knows you and you know it. It's a good time to practice these things in a place that is filled with the energy of love for humans. It talks to you. Listen. Even the sounds of the waves coming in gently as they are now is so attractive to every single human being who hears it. The children are attracted to it not because it is water that is moving, but also because it speaks to them in the same way it speaks to you. Go from this place and do some experiments. And so it is.